Moving, Chapter 2, Almost 5 Years Later. The doorbell rang. I opened the door just wide enough to see who was there.
Is your mother home, young man?
A short, elderly woman stood before me, hunched over, holding a walker for support. Yes, she is. Just a minute, please. I shut the door. Cora was standing right next to me.
There's an old lady outside who wants to see you,
I whispered. Cora opened the door.
Well, hello, Mrs. Phillips. It's so good of you to come on such short notice.
Cora turned to me. Nicholas, please finish packing your room. She walked out onto the porch, shutting the door behind her. Mrs. Phillips must be the new owner of the house, free of charge. I had been calling Cora Mom for years, but it was still weird to say it, or hear others say it. She's actually my mom's sister. Before I started calling her Mom, she insisted on being called Cora. Not Aunt Cora, Auntie, or anything else, just plain Cora. I still call her that when no one else is around, but in front of others I always call her Mom, because that's how it has to be for now. I looked at the large window in my room and could clearly see my reflection in it. I barely recognized the person I saw. I was no longer a little kid. I was now stuck somewhere between a kid and an adult. My hair color had changed from blonde to sandy brown. I had grown at least a foot over the past 5 years and was skinnier than when I was younger. No matter how much I ate, I didn't gain weight. I was hoping I would grow taller than the average 5'9" that I was, but there was no sign of me growing taller anytime soon. So, average is what I would have to settle for. I looked past my reflection at the moving truck sitting in the driveway with boxes stacked neatly around it. I hated moving.